Today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, we had a bit of this going on. Actually, this is going back some months now since the dining precinct opened. We had a talkback call, I remember, a gentleman saying, "What? Why do we have the cars going through there at all? What's the need for the cars to be going through there, even if it is at restricted, whatever it is, 20 kilometres per hour or whatever?" And that started a rash of similar calls. Now, this is how it's extended into the Cairns Post today. It's under the heading, "Careful Next Steps on Esplanade Cars." Now, you would have heard yesterday there's been discussion at the council level. They haven't come to any particular decision on the future of restrictions on cars yet, but apparently it's been quite an extensive discussion they've had the other day, with sometimes heated commentary, I understand. Chris Calcino writes today, "Esplanade traders have demanded a quick decision on banning cars from the glitter strip," as they're calling it these days, "as pedestrians run the gauntlet with speeding traffic. Council failed to arrive at a consensus at its most recent meeting despite warnings from business owners, engineers and police about a string of near misses. Some of the biggest names along the $28 million dining precinct have now given councillors more food for thought." Now, this is Cairns Night Markets manager Mark Stanley. Mark backed calls for vehicular traffic shutdown. Now, he's saying 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Crystalbrook Collections chief executive Jeff York argued shutting the strip less than 250 metres between Shields and Appland Streets should happen from noon to 11 p.m. every day. Villa Romana owner Helen Papagello's restaurant borders on the precinct and will have passing traffic regardless of the decision. She said there were already drop-off issues for disabled and elderly diners. She said, quote, "Especially at night time, it looks more like a walkway. It blends into the footpath," she said. Now, this is interesting because now we've got somebody who's fundamentally a specialist in these sort of configurations. Her name's Nikki Hutter. You've heard her on this program before when we've talked in the past about issues on the other side of Cairns Central in Bunder Street. Now, Plans Town Planning Managing Director Nikki Hutter flagged several planning options to make the road feel narrower and thereby naturally slow traffic. She said the introduction of pedestrian refuges and replacing young palms with larger, more traditional fig trees could create visual cues and a tunnel effect to mitigate the likelihood of crashes. However, she believed daily road closures at set times were also a perfect option. So this is broadening the discussion now. This is interesting indeed. It goes on to say Urban Sync Director and Senior Town Planner Stuart Ricketts said this, "From an urban design point of view, if you're going to shut anything down, that section between Appland and Shield Street is exactly the right place." Interesting how this is coming together. There seems to be a fair bit of support for taking action on this particular front. Now, I've actually put a call through to Nikki. She's on the line there. Yes, she is. She's Managing Director, Plans Town Planning, Australian Planner of the Year. There you go. Hello, Nikki.
Good morning, John.
Good to talk to you again. It's a while since we had that last discussion over that situation, trying to fundamentally encourage a safer situation for people down on Bunder Street and that area. We had a lengthy discussion about that and it was very, very worthwhile. Hopefully, we're going to have a worthwhile discussion about this one too. Look, fundamentally, a lot of the comments the last few weeks have been about the safety issue because there's apparently been near misses with children, according to letters to the editor particularly. We've also had commentary on this show about the fumes, the buffoons coming in and showing off with their revving their engines up and revving their motorbikes up and making the noise and fundamentally just showing off, using the little strip to show off, even though they're not stopping there. They're the main comments we've had. It's the noise, the fumes and the danger, particularly involving children. I think the fact that the dining precinct sort of melds in with the road leads to a level of confusion. What are your comments on this one?
Yes, and in a way that's done by design. You really want to try and make the visual cues for drivers that it is a place for pedestrians and to slow down and keep an eye out. So it works reasonably well in Lake Street, of all places, the council's managed to build out specific areas where it's preferred for pedestrians to cross, and you get a whole lot more footpath almost extended into the traffic. But here on the Esplanade, there is really quite a narrow strip now, and perhaps the way that you address the problems of trying to keep cars out of there, unless you're meant to be driving there, is to put the visual cues right at the very start of the entrance in and make it clear to most people that it's not meant for you to drive there. You know, the other place where we have this done quite well at the moment is Shield Street, when you enter off Grafton Street. That's an entire mall. It's actually got traffic light entry and exit, but you wouldn't dream of driving down there unless you had a purpose for it. Do you know the section that I'm talking about?
Oh, just step me through it again, sorry.
When you come from Shield Street and you cross Grafton Street to where the McDonald's Law used to be,
yeah,
and where I think Singapore Charlie's is, you actually drive into, you can drive into the mall there because there's a couple of businesses and some state government offices, the JCU campus, all of those parts of that Shield Street mall are actually not accessible. And you can drive, like, I guess, almost right through to PJ O'Brien's.
Yes. You're saying so it's not accessible, but it sort of is. If people are going in to pick up and drop off, there's a loading zone there, isn't there?
And there's there's actually traffic lights. It's signalised intersection to come in and out of there.
Yeah, that's true.
It still remains open as road. So,
But you're saying you wouldn't dream of going in there.
No, I wouldn't, because I'm not a car that's supposed to, so I wouldn't. So, again, we've used visual cues, usually, in this instance, through landscaping and paving, that makes it look like you're not supposed to drive there. And right now, perhaps it is a problem on the Esplanade that the plantings are all a bit young and the pavement's bright and shiny green or white, and you actually don't feel that you shouldn't be there, if that's a funny thing to say.
Mm.
So we're saying, I feel that even as you drive down there are quite a lot of young palms, and it seems a surprise to me that we haven't created more of that Esplanade canopy. The feeling when the road comes in close, or the area around it, that also slows you down traditionally. That avenue, the boulevard, it makes it much more of a cruising environment, actually.
Isn't this interesting? The planting issue is really interesting. I hadn't thought of this. Fundamentally, you're saying, look, in the longer term, the planting that's already happened will come to fruition, it will mature, etc., and will work more effectively in years to come. Is that what you're saying? In sending a message that fundamentally you're not welcome to drive through here unless you're delivering or whatever.
The council could probably have a think about changing some of the trees. So there is an a lot of palms, which really don't provide that avenue effect, and they also don't provide the shade. And maybe you put a few more some figs, the things that we have in Cairns that define who we are as a city, rather than palms, would be an option. Yeah. But ultimately, I think it's a pretty exciting thing to hear a general consensus that we should be thinking about closing the road, either partially or full time.
Yeah.
It's an acknowledgement, I think, of the maturity of the city and of our residents and how we use a really good part of our public space.
Yeah.
And a recognition that roads are not just for cars, but for people and cyclists and trams and e-scooters.
Yes.
It's actually quite good to see a push towards a partial or full closure.
I just want to quote something else. You're here in the Cairns Post today. You're quoted saying, she believed daily road closures at set times were also a perfect option.
Sure. Yes. It's quite fair to acknowledge that there's going to be needing to be some deliveries for the restaurants, and that there are very few driveways or actual accesses off the Esplanade into those businesses. Mm. So they do need to have, the Garozzos and those men be able to drive past.
Mm.
I think I see most morning a lot of garbage trucks running down that street as well. So there are opportunities, and perhaps cabbies too, picking up people and dropping them off at restaurants that really do have some business running through the mall.
Yeah.
But at the same time, There is really no cost to blocking the road from 11 a.m. till 11 p.m. or even 1 a.m. There's no cost to having a go at that and seeing what comes from it.
Yeah.
And perhaps we can continue to tinker, because really the council has put their neck out on this one and done quite an excellent project.
Yes.
And we're having some teething problems. So, yeah, have a couple of goes at a few different things. Maybe change some landscaping, maybe put a bit more signage in. It'd be a shame to have to go formally and put some kind of pass system in.
Some sort of what, sorry?
A pass system, with a boom gate or something like that. That we should be able to do this through behaviour management using urban design features and a bit of community goodwill, you would think.
Now, that's very interesting. You're saying even the bollards would be out of the question, that would sink down into the ground and then on the, you know, button operation, they'd come up at, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They would, and then sink again at 11 o'clock at night or something. You don't approve of that?
I actually have a personal motto that is, if you're using bollards, you're not managing your problem.
Okay.
There has to be a better way. Bollards are a genuine indication that something's not right, and how we've regulated the space isn't how people want to use it. And that's really what we're seeing here, isn't it? People want to use it differently. And if any council can get some traffic counts, you can quite easily put a CCTV camera with a little video count on it these days, and you can get a really good understanding of the likes of the cars and the times and the speeds that people go through, how many cyclists and pedestrians. And so perhaps it'd be good to have a little bit of data around the types of people who are using that space and then try and set the policy to work for it. But I do respect council's got a tough decision there, but I feel like they've got some pretty good recommendations from the police and internal officers, and it looks like the community's also giving them a bit of a push towards the partial road closure as an initial start.
Well, you've also intimated that you believe this is the conversation we have to have.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It's a part of a maturing city. And, you know, roads are a little tiny bit like rooms in houses. Some of them are corridors and some of them are places where you stop and you sit on the side of the road and use them like a lounge room, which is what the Esplanade is.
Yes.
And so how we treat the people there is going to need to be different. And this is our first real conundrum in that area.
Yeah.
I think the community's done a pretty good job of giving council an indication of the way they want to go.
Very interesting indeed, Nikki, as always. Thanks for talking to me today.
Thank you. See you later, John.
Interesting discussion. That's Nikki Huddy, Managing Director, Plans, PLANZ. Town Planning, and also Australian Planner of the Year 2021. Now, don't go away.